Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday, or as Tom like to think of it, Friday Eve edition. How you doing, Fancy Brian?
I like the Friday Eve. I like it.
Sort of longing for the weekend.
I don't know about longing, but it's more like, by the way, Friday.
It's coming soon. Well, that's tomorrow's big show, and we'll air the grievances then. No grievances about my fine co-devil coming a little later this hour, John Nichols from The Nation. You know him. You love him. Stay tuned. 3:30. But do you know what's going on right now in this fine nation we live in? Something of a democracy festival. And when you talk about a summit for democracy, I guess that's what they're calling this event, a two-day event. And I'm concerned, you know, because if you've been watching our little democracy, it's somewhere, you know, between where the Fry Festival and Travis Scott's Astro World kind of collide. Our democracy is something of a Trumpster fire, at least to this man's opinion. So the fact that Joe Biden is the host with the most at the Democracy Summit, you know, a little ironic, just saying, but at least he's the president, some people say, reporting John Wagner.
Allegedly?
Allegedly he's the president. John Wagner's reporting at the Washington Post, and we do have sound of your president, mine, Joe Biden. We'll play that in just a minute, but let's get started. President Biden warned world leaders today of a backward sliding democracy around the globe, especially right here, and urged them to champion a form of government that he said needs concerted work to be sustained through an inflection point in history. Now, here, there are a lot of quotes, and we've got some of the sound. So, Fancy Brian, let's fill in the blank. Let's give him the context. Starting with cut number 50, President Joe Biden today.
Will we allow the backward slide of rights and democracy to continue unchecked? Or will we together have a vision and the vision, not just a vision, the vision and courage to once more lead the march of human progress and human freedom forward?
I don't see the vision. I don't see the vision.
Well, it's talking about vision. That's the important thing, is you're talking about having vision.
Do we have the vision? Well, I can see that it's broken. I just don't see a lot of solutions in the offing. I don't see a lot of people trying to fix it. And you can say, well, Joe Biden, his heart's in the right place. No doubt. No doubt. He's all down for democracy. Hell, he even serves from the Democratic Party. But here's my problem. He ain't doing enough. We're not doing enough. Not to uphold our own democracy. We cannot expect the courts to be the guardrails. We, the American people, we need to be the guardrails. Just saying.
Are you saying that people should take part in their own democracy?
I like an active and civically engaged electorate. I'm just down for people to pay attention.
Are you perhaps warning that if people do not pay attention and participate in their own democracy, that democracy might be in danger of being, you know, removed from them?
I forget which paper, but something about democracies die in darkness or something of that effect.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Let's keep going. President Joe Biden. I'm not trying to crack the guy from the top. I'm just trying to point out the fragile state of our own democracy. But here he is, our president, Joe Biden, cut 51, danger from autocracies.
They seek to advance their own power, export and expand their influence around the world, and justify the repressive policies and practices as a more efficient way to address today's challenges. That's how it's sold.
Now, was that a little side eye at Putin? I mean, Putin apparently gathering arms up against the Ukrainian border. And Joe Biden had a virtual conference with Pooty Poot earlier this week and told the man, you know, you better not invade or there'll be really bad sanctions. But no U.S. troops.
So he didn't, get rid of the notes and have a private translator or anything like that? He didn't make it completely private?
You know, what's always hilarious to me is Sean Hannity saying, why won't they just leak the transcripts of the phone calls like they used to do to Donald Trump? I think those were Trump administration officials leaking the quote-unquote transcripts in desperation. Like, the world should know the man is selling his own country down the river to Putin, let's say. But anyways, let's get back to the big Summit for Democracy, a two-day event. Joe Biden leading off the big event today, his speech, in part, cut 52, we need champions and heroes, 52.
In the face of sustained and alarming challenges to democracy, universal human rights, and all around the world, democracy needs champions.
Democracy Avengers, assemble.
I wish they would. More from Biden. Cut 53, please.
Democracy doesn't happen by accident. We have to renew it with each generation. And this is an urgent matter on all our parts, in my view.
I hope people feel the same urgency. I mean, you can nearly hear it in his tone. Nearly.
Almost there, Betty.
Constant effort. Joe Biden, President of the United States, cut 54, please.
We know as well as anyone that renewing our democracy and strengthening our democratic institutions requires constant effort.
It's a heavy lift. Kind of like this show. Cut 55. Decline in democracies. Look in the mirror. Not at yourself, but the place you live, Joe. 55.
More than half of all democracies have experienced a decline in at least one aspect of their democracy over the last 10 years, including the United States.
Yeah, there it is. One more. President Joe Biden, defining challenge. Well, are we up for it? Cut 56.
In my view, this is the defining challenge of our time. Democracy.
Democracy. The defining challenge. Back to John Wagner at the Washington Post, his coverage. In my view, and this is quoting the president, in my view, the choices we make in this moment are going to fundamentally determine the direction our world is going to take in the coming decades. We will allow, allow the backslide of democracy to continue unchecked, or will we together have a vision encouraged to once more lead the march of human progress and human freedom forward? Fancy Brian will lead us. Biden's remarks came at the outset of the two-day virtual Summit for Democracy. You know, if it's a Zoom conference, you know people aren't really, really paying attention, right? They're doing their own thing. They just got it on playing in the background. A lot of them probably dropped the video.
It's hard to be inspired when you have no pants on.
Well, I'm often inspired when I have no pants on, but that's a whole different subject for a different show, perhaps. Once again, Biden's remarks came at the outset of the Summit for Democracy that he convened with the goal of rallying 110 invited nations against the forces of authoritarianism. His rallying cry came 11 months after the deadly attack on the democratic institution at home, the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, that interrupted Congress's count of the electoral votes from the November 2020 presidential election. Most of us remember that. A few conservatives are still out denying it ever happened. But anyways, coming up on the one-year anniversary, I wonder how we're going to, quote-unquote, celebrate the big event, the one-year anniversary, Fancy Brian. Going to have to do a special event show.
I hope there's at least hot dogs.
We'll make sure you get fed that day.
That's really all I care about.
In his remarks, Biden acknowledged that the United States is among the nations that need to work to nourish its democracy. Yeah, a little fertilizer. Well, actually, I've heard a lot of fertilizing of the democracy. And he pledged to lead by example. Here in the United States, we know as well as anyone that renewing our democracy and strengthening our democratic institutions requires constant effort. We played you that sound. He cited voting rights as an example, urging Congress to pass legislation to counter restrictions that have been enacted in many Republican-led states since the last year's election. The problem is you cannot pass the Voting Rights Act, not even with the support of your own caucus. And of course, to get it through the U.S. Senate on a 50-50 vote, because apparently the Republicans are not exactly the Democratic small D party anymore. They're not so big on the Democrat process. So if you can't even keep your own caucus together, I mean, what are you going to do? You can't even pass it if you got around the filibuster. Biden told the Justice Department would double the number of lawyers defending and enforcing voting rights laws, adding, "We should be making it easier for people to vote, not harder." Well, they are making it harder. They're trying. Biden also listed a handful of foreign aid initiatives the United States is undertaking to foster democracies, including steps to bolster independent media and combat corruption. Sorry, someone's calling me. I'm on the radio currently. Biden also listed a handful of foreign aid initiatives that the United States is undertaking. Pardon me, I think I read that part. Other initiatives aim to advance the role of women and girls in civic life and bolster the availability of an open internet. Speaking from a table where he was joined by Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Biden addressed world leaders displayed on large screens in front of him. One more quote. "In my view, this is a defining challenge of our time. Democracy, government of the people, by the people, for the people, can at times be fragile, but it is also inherently resilient and capable of self-correction and is capable of self-improvement." Are we backsliding? You know, electric sliding. This one gets your ass on the dance floor, wouldn't it, Fancy Brian?
I like the steel drums in the background.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Yeah. I did this like once correctly and I nearly fell over.
The Summit for Democracy. Hopefully it won't be, you know, the Fry Festival. Did you watch the documentary on that?
I heard about it.
Kind of bad. Was it Coolio? I forget who exactly headed up that big
date. I don't want to say it. Not Nelly. Maybe no. Oh, my gosh. I'll get it back by the end of it.
Yes, you've been quite helpful. Thank you. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. We'll be quite helpful.
Democracy matters, especially when it is inconvenient.
Dance off, bro. Me and you.